At least 200,000 people in New England are still without electricity today after two back-to-back winter storms dumped as much as 20 inches of wet, heavy snow on that region. The storms knocked out power to nearly 500,000 homes and businesses in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. At least three deaths have been attributed to the bad weather. From Fairfield, Vita Christie reports.
The storms wreaked havoc on New England, dumping up to 2 feet of wet snow on areas of Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, followed by several hours of icy sleet and rain. By Sunday morning, roads were covered with mangled tree limbs and thousands of power lines that had snapped under the weight of heavy snow and ice. Connecticut had the highest number of power outages. On Sunday morning, about 240,000 customers of Northeast Utilities were without electricity, roughly one out of every five of the utility's customers. Repair crews from states all over the eastern seaboard and Canada were in Connecticut by Sunday night, and by this morning, power had been restored to about 100,000 chilly homes and businesses. Mike Winstead and his utility crew worked 18 hours on Sunday to restore power to Farmington, Connecticut. They were back on the job this morning at 7, repairing major transmission lines and rerouting the flow of electricity so crews could continue clearing fallen tree limbs safely.
We got a tree crew. They're knocking off limbs. We're repairing the wires. They're knocking off the limbs. There's a lot of crews down here now, so you don't want to pick up when somebody's working on the down wire. So we got to make sure everything's safe, everything's open.
Late this afternoon, Connecticut utility officials had about 400 two-man crews working, and they have restored power to about 90,000 customers. Many schools and businesses in New England remain closed, and there are areas of West Hartford without power even for traffic signals. But there are still large areas of central Connecticut without power, and temperatures are expected to plunge into the 20s tonight. Richard Ducour, owner of Farmington Hardware, was running his store by battery light and kerosene heat. He says local residents were prepared for winter outages and that many were staying in their homes close to fireplaces and wood stoves until electricity could be restored.
Well, Farmington, it's typical. We run into this. Although this year, this is probably the worst we've seen in 5 or 6 years. But like I say, we're always prepared.
At the height of the storm, 500,000 residents of Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Connecticut were without power and, in many cases, heat for their homes and businesses. No major car accidents were attributed to the storm, but state police say there were hundreds of fender benders as cars skidded off icy roadways. The Red Cross set up a dozen shelters across the region Sunday night for people fleeing their homes in search of a warm place to sleep. In Connecticut, utility crews are now concentrating on repairs that will restore power quickly to large numbers of people first, and that means for some in more remote areas, it could take some time before electricity is restored. But Northeast Utilities says it expects to have power restored to 99% of its customers by Wednesday night. For National Public Radio, I'm Vita Christie in Fairfield, Connecticut.